That's the Midland.
The Midland, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what would they do with the Midland? What would they?
That's just boiled greens with you slice and fry it sometime with it and fry it and eat it. It's just like bacon.
Oh, it's like bacon. Mm-hmm. Well, now on bacon, what do you call that crusty part on the edge of the bacon?
The skin.
And now, if meat has been kept too long, it starts smelling bad. You say the meat is
rank.
And if you're talking about what's happened to it, you say that it is
depressed.
And it is talking about thawing. You say the meat has gotten
bad. I reckon that's what it means.
And now, after you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Head cheese.
Head cheese.
South, we call it.
And South would be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you know of anything that people would make by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Cooking the liver in the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Cut up onion and everything in it.
Hasley. And did you ever know of anybody making anything out of the blood of the hog?
You never
heard of that?
No. But I hear them talking about making blood pies.
Oh, you have? Yeah.
I never seen it.
Yeah.
But they make blood pies out of it.
Well, did you ever hear of people taking the juice of the South and then stirring it up with cornmeal and then letting it get cold and then they slice it up and fry it after it's gotten kind of cold, you know, it gets hard, and then they slice it up and fry those something like scrapple or scramble or anything like that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Now, if you had kept your butter too long and it didn't
go right,
now what would you call that thick, sour, lumpy milk that people
clabber.
Use? Clabber. Yeah. Well, you're so good. You're just so clever and so quick. You're just amazing. What kind of cheese would people make from clabber?
Cottage cheese.
And what about a type of pie, now, type of fruit pie, that'd be baked in kind of a deep dish, and it'd be like a layer of crust, and then a layer of fruit, and a layer of crust, and...
That's a fruit pie, isn't it? Fruit cobbler.
Cobbler, yeah, it'd be a cobbler. Now, did you ever, a lot of times, now, my aunt would make, when she fixed a cobbler, she'd take milk, and she'd kind of heat it up and thicken it some and sweeten it, and sometimes she put like a little, I don't know what it was, cinnamon or nutmeg or something like that in, and she'd pour that over cobbler. Have you ever seen anybody do that?
No, I haven't.
Ever heard
but I've heard of it.
What would they call it? Did you ever hear it called?
No.
Dip?
Oh, you call it dip, pour it over the cobbler after it's done. Make it more juice for it.
Yeah, make more juice for it. And now, if you're talking about food that people eat like in between their regular meals, you'd call that a
snack.
Now, talking about eating breakfast, you might say, now, every day at 7 o'clock, I'm talking about eating breakfast. You say, every day at 7 o'clock, I
have my breakfast.
Yeah. And in talking about eating, you'd say that I
had,
you say, instead of saying I had my breakfast, if you want to use the word eat in there, you'd say I
eat my breakfast.
And then you'd say, now, but yesterday at that time, I had already.
Mm-hmm.